Maryland's morning news
on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
This portion of Maryland's morning news brought to you by Atlantic City Alliance. It's one of those agencies we love to really hate sometimes, especially if you're rushing to a plane. It's the TSA. Most of us, of course, know it from those airport security checks that we're subjected to. And it got quite a rocky start 12 years ago. But now that it's been around for 12 years, has this agency finally morphed into the agency it was meant to be? Ross Feinstein, press secretary for the TSA, is braving us this morning. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. And I don't mean to ridicule, but it is. The face of the TSA really are those people that you face when you're going through your security checkpoints. But is it more than that?
Well, it is. It's obviously protecting the traveling public. And we realize that a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work anymore. And we're really trying to adapt and change the way we do security screening. So just last week, we decided to expand our very popular TSA PreCheck program. It operates currently out of Terminal D, actually at BWI, for customers traveling on United, U.S. Airways, and Delta. So what this program actually allows individuals to do, if you provide information to the U.S. government in advance, we know more about you, we can provide an expedited level of screening. This way, the individual we know more about, we can provide this expedited screening, and we can focus more on the people we know less about. So this is, the goal by the end of 2013 is to provide 25% of the traveling public some type of form of expedited screening. And by the end of 2014, we're going to try to 50% is the goal.
All right. We did talk about this a little earlier this week, and everybody's very excited about that, and I'm ready to plop down my $85. When do you think it's going to be widespread? I know I was talking to Southwest earlier this week. They said they hope by the end of December they'd be able to adopt this, but what are you hearing from other airlines?
Well, it's currently on 7 airlines here in the United States at 40 participating airports. The goal here is to expand it to another additional 2 airlines by the end of the year. That's JetBlue and Southwest, and obviously we are aware that Southwest is the largest carrier, BWI, so that's obviously on our radar screen to expand PreCheck to the Southwest terminal at BWI when it becomes active on Southwest Airlines. So that's the goal here. We're going to open up 2 enrollment centers for TSA PreCheck for people who want to apply directly to our program. That'll be at Indianapolis and at Washington Dulles Airport. That'll happen probably by the end of October, and we plan to rapidly expand that to nearly 300 enrollment centers pretty quickly. The program is going to expand. We're going to have more airlines, more airports, and obviously the goal is to have more people receive that expedited screening through one of our PreCheck lanes. This is where they don't have to take their shoes off. They don't have to take their jacket off. They don't have to take that 3-1-1 liquids bag that we usually say is that Ziploc bag that they have in their bag out of their carry-on luggage. And it gets an expedited screening process. It gets them through the process much quicker. While at the same time, it's going to reduce the normal queue as well, because you're pulling people from the regular queue, putting them through expedited screening. It's going to speed up the process across the board.
And, you know, I have to say, for the most part, I do find the TSA agents to be very professional and not nasty. But is there any change in training for the TSA employees?
Well, right. We are really trying to become more customer friendly. We're offering different, obviously, things and training in-house, of course. But what we're also providing is customer service. For example, passengers who are traveling with disabilities or need assistance, we want them to call in advance our TSA Cares line phone number, for example. We want them to let us know that they're coming to the airport. We can inform our customer service personnel with TSA and their individual airport location, so we can assist that customer in advance.
All right. So I'm cutting you off just because we're out of time. To find out more, we just check you out online?
TSA.gov, latest information on carry-ons and what you can bring in your carry-on luggage, and we look forward to seeing you at the airport.
And I look forward to that expedited service. Ross Feinstein with the TSA, thanks for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.